Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today. Rubicon Theater Company presents the Out of This World musical, Return to the Forbidden Planet. Halloween season, this campy send-up of Forbidden Planet and other sci-fi film and TV shows features a galaxy of 1950s and 1960s rock and roll classics, including Wipeout and Monster Mash. Return to the Forbidden Planet follows the adventures of dashing spaceship Captain Tempest and crew, who are drawn off course to the mysterious planet. Discover a brave new world filled with humor, romance, a roller skating robot, and an amazing cast with Broadway star Jason Gray and Rubicon veterans Kimberly Hessler of My Fair Lady and Jim O'Neill of Clarence Darrow. Wednesdays through Sundays, October 26th through November 13th. Call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. The holidays are almost here, and Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to invite you to their annual festive event, the Holiday Art Market, featuring original gifts created by more than 40 residents and invited artists that will exhibit distinctive artwork, including paintings, sculptures, ceramics, unique jewelry, and much more for your holiday gift giving. 20% of sale proceeds go towards supporting the nonprofit Studio Channel Islands Art Center, located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. Come visit this truly unique event on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free parking. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to hopefully another great weekend after a crazy week ahead of all of ourselves that we endured, and we made it through. And again, you know, we don't talk about politics over here, so we talk about the brighter side of life.
You know, we all survived.
That's it. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, standing together.
Right.
And we've survived.
There you go. And you know, I just want to say to everybody out there that, you know what, just love our neighbors. That's what it's all about. Be nice to everyone, right? And what are you jotting down there? Are you jotting some notes for me or no?
For me.
Okay. Well, anyways, I want to say that I'm so glad that you've tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I always like to start with something warming, and I hope that you will like this too. Be the reason someone smiles today. And again, for anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I'm Kim.
I'm Chad.
And of course, Tom is here with us. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's great, Kim. Another beautiful day, nice weather.
Great weekend. There you go. All right. Well, I do want to remind everybody to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and Snapchat. All those places are more places that you can just find really positive messages and inspirational thoughts. And that's what this show is all about. So again, we hope that you always listen, learn, and laugh with us. And again, we're so glad that you're here. I do want to talk about some of our great gifts that we're going to be giving away, because we'd love to give back to our listeners, and we thank you so much for being a part of our show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0084. That is the number that you can call anytime. And if you have an event or business that you would love us to share with our listeners, we would love to do that. Also, I do want to remind you that we have a newsletter that goes out every single week, and it lets you know all the events that are happening. It lets you know about all of our great guests, and kind of, you know, anything like some little thoughts that the show's participating in. So I really want you to get one of those, and they get emailed out to everyone. So again, when you call up, just leave us your name and your number and your email, and then one of our team members will get back with you. And we just appreciate you being here. I do want to remind everybody that we are here from 6 to 8, and we've got two completely different hours of shows. And today we're going to be talking with Donald Carpenter. He's the author of The Family Man's Stock Market Volatility Survival Guide. That was a mouthful, right?
A little bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, we're going to be talking with him. And then also we're going to be talking with Lynn Duran about her book, OMO. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
We have some amazing shows coming up. Conejo Players Theater is presenting Sideshow now until December 11th. Sideshow is based on the true story of Siamese twins Violet and Daisy Hilton, who become stars during the Depression. Sideshow is a moving portrait of two women joined at the hip, whose extraordinary bond brings them fame but denies them love. You can get tickets at Conejo Players, which is at 351 Southmore Park Road in Thousand Oaks, calling 805-495-3715 or tickets at conejoplayers.org. Also, Rubicon presents Return to the Forbidden Planet, which goes until November 13th. Forbidden Planet, which was loosely based on The Tempest, set on a spaceship sometime in the future, the show features a galaxy of 1950s and 60s rock and roll classics. Get tickets at 805-667-2900 or visit them at Rubicon Theater, which is TRE.org, RubiconTheater.org, or win them right here at 805-419-0008. 419-0008, name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. All right, that was a mouthful, huh?
It's been a crazy week.
I know. I think it's gotten us all a little... We're all just like trying to find our balance in our weekend. That's kind of what I am. And you know what is, when we're talking about that even, I just want to say our balance with... the holidays are starting to approach. And
people don't realize that.
I know. They're like here.
Our holidays is, you and I will be on the 17th. We'll be at Wooden Hanger in Woodland Hills. It's 22536 Ventura Boulevard. It's a cute, wonderful boutique.
Love boutiques.
Yeah, I know.
Does that mean I'm going to like, they got my clothes there?
You'll be shopping with me.
I love it.
But great for the holidays, because it's coming up. We have Hanukkah coming up. You have Christmas coming
Hanukkah
up.
Hanukkah and Christmas Eve is on the same day this year.
Oh, wow.
I know. How about that?
But 10% goes back to PawWorks and HillGrief.org. We're joining together to do this wonderful event. It goes from the 17th to the 19th. So you and I will be out there on the 17th.
I love that. And also, let's talk about, you've got a Christmas thing coming up, too.
I do. Applause for Paws, which is going to be at the Civic Center Arts Plaza Shure Theater on November 30th. It's the day after Giving Tuesday. We're going to celebrate all the charitable things PawWorks has done this year, all the animals we've saved. So it's a huge celebration. Conejo Players Theater directs and performs it for us. We have an aerialist even. We have Regan Burns going to host it again this year.
That's so funny.
A VIP party. You can actually get tickets at Ticketmaster or go to Applause for Paws, which is APPLAWS, the number 4, PAWS.org.
That's
a mouthful.
All right. I'm telling you, we got some great things happening. I'd love you guys to all be a part of it. I've met some of my great listeners out there, and I love when I get to connect with them. We were just had a Taste of Conejo. I was out there. We gave a bunch of tickets away for that. And also, I want to remind everybody, of course, Studio Channel Islands, located right in Old Town Camarillo, they have a holiday art market coming up. That is December 3rd, and that's 10 to 5. And let me tell you, they've got something really interesting. Okay. And if anybody has any old chairs that maybe, you know, through this last week, you want to throw through the TV and now they're not really, you know, usable anymore. They are usable because what they're doing over there is they're actually painting all these chairs with different words on them.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's a really cool, I kind of was like playing around with some ideas, but like kind of chairs with friends, you know? And so if you have any of your amazing sayings or any of your, you know, a thought that you just want to have, I think they're going to put together something. And so I would love you all to be a part of that. So go and donate your chairs over there. They're going to paint them up. They're going to put some wording on them. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, isn't that a cool idea?
That's very
I know.
Cool.
So I'm really excited. So I'm going to be over there helping them do that. And of course, they've got the most amazing artists over there. So again, check out Channel Islands, Studio Channel Islands. And of course, it's on my website and also in my newsletter. So again, that is Saturday, December 3rd, 10 to 5. And of course, you can shop for like all these unique holiday gifts created by the residents and all the invited artists.
And then you were at a gala this past weekend.
I was. Oh my God. Amazing. Amazing. You know, it always warms my heart because it just goes for special needs children, families. Everybody comes together and it's about bridging the gap.
That's nice.
And, you know, Gina Peters, she just, you know, single mom with a son of autism. And you know what? She's brought this huge community, kind of like what you're doing. You know, I just love that. And I love to be a part of that. So I was one of the big sponsors on that.
Nice.
And you know what? Oh, my God. The people there, all the organizations. If you have an organization, I want to hear from you. I want to be a part of all that. That's what this world is all about. So, again, I'm so glad that you are here tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Let's give something away really quick.
We have Famous Dave's Barbecue located at 277 Seaglass Way in Oxnard. Call them at 805-485-4227 or win a gift certificate right here at 805-419-0008. 419-0008, name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
All right. Well, we have Donald Carpenter, and he is waiting patiently, and I am so excited to talk about him. And, of course, he's got the survival guide. And, Donald, are you there? Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Good morning.
How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here. Tell us all about yourself.
Oh, okay. Donald Carpenter. He was born in Southern California, born and raised. I've been here, I guess, just before the dinosaurs. I got here. And, yeah, I went to school out here. I went to local schools also for college, UC Riverside, and I got a master's at the Claremont Graduate School. Went into financial services about 20-some-odd years ago. And been there ever since, having a great time doing it.
And now you wrote this book. Is this your first book?
This is my first book that's been that's gone to print. I actually, you're never going to believe this, but when I was in graduate school.
I will, trust me. No.
When I was in graduate school, I translated a book that was written in German about ancient Egyptian grammar into English. And
wow.
I just have the manuscript. I did it for personal fun. And never really published it. So this is sort of my second book, but the first one published.
Okay, very good. Congratulations. So why did you write this book?
Well, Family Man Stock Market Volatility Survival Guide is a response to One in every six men between the ages of 25 and 54 having disappeared from the economy. Nobody knows where they are. They've dropped out of the workforce, and they haven't been seen from heard from for quite a while. So,
are they like deducted or what do you mean by that? That's kind of a little scary right there. But you're saying that maybe they're not.
They're no longer looking for work. There are statistics that count them as only being absent from the economy, and the statisticians and demographers aren't sure where they are. So they could be receiving government benefits. They could be participating in part-time work, or they could be participating in selling stuff out of the garage, if you will. But they're not holding down regular jobs. So in response to that, and also complaints from women that I've known about how men seem to have changed, in their attitude and their demeanor, I thought, you know what, I'm going to write something that encourages guys, especially guys with families, to sort of hold on to those families, take care of them, treasure that great gift of being a dad and a husband and a father. So I tie that all into. Sort of, I think the best place to start that is with family finances.
Okay. So are you saying that they're stepping down from their chair of taking care of their family too?
Or in a way, yes. I think it's a cultural phenomenon, and our culture has sort of turned to me first. It's kind of a crack up because whenever my wife and I go for a drive, someone's always, if not three or four times on that trip, cutting us off. And we always look at each other and say, me first, me first. And it seems that we have this sort of general cultural shift to look out for number one and, be independent and think about yourself. And that, if you will, I talk about this in the book, is sort of the attitude of infants. Infants are wah, wah, take care of me, wah, wah, feed me, wah, wah, change my diaper, wah, wah, whatever I want, I need to get it, and I need to get it right now. But for thousands of years, the definition of an adult was someone who at first was a child and a dependent of society, but later, through rites of transition, became an adult so that they were now the caretakers, the providers of society.
So
changed a little bit.
I'm actually curious because I would probably say that I'm in that demographic a little bit, and I don't think it's a me first. For me, I think there's been a cultural shift where women have came into the workforce and because they wanted to, and now they can do whatever they want. And I think men, instead of always being the sole provider or the top provider, they're now following a passion in their life, which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing.
No,
I hope that's true. I mean, maybe that explains where they've all gone.
Well, I can tell you, for me, I mean, I run a nonprofit and it's a passion of mine, and I really enjoy what I do. I don't make much money, if any, at it.
Yet. Right.
Maybe down the road.
Yeah.
But
knock on wood.
Yeah.
But it is one of those things that I have followed this passion. I believe in what I'm doing, and I do help a lot of people and a lot of animals, and I make an impact, I think, in our community at least. So I don't think it's necessarily that me first. I just think there's now an ability to follow our passion and our dreams.
Which I love, that we actually have that opportunity, okay, where our fathers and our, maybe the more of a...
They had to.
They
wife
didn't
stayed
know
at
any,
home.
Yeah.
They had to
but
work.
But now there's some other options there.
Yes.
So,
I'm not saying there's not part of what...
absolutely.
What you're also saying, Donald, but I think there's also that cultural shift where we can actually, you have Shark Tank and you can go on there and follow your dreams and get $1 million or whatever. There's this ability for us now to really dream bigger and better.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think that's a great point. The people who have dropped out of the workforce are actually pursuing nonprofit ventures and for the betterment of society. I mean, they really are falling into the category of people that are taking care of society and acting like adults. I'm sort of just talking to guys who, have lost, I think, kind of lost their way when they are a member of a family, when they are a husband or a father. And I think there's, I think there are a lot of people in that category.
No, and I have to agree with you on that note too. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Donald Carpenter. You are listening to The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Chad and Tom. And we're talking about the Family Man stock market and survival guide. And of course, we're talking about that you had mentioned that you feel that there's some basic steps every family and everyone should take to ensure their financial future. What are some of those?
Well, one of the things that I emphasize in this stock market survival guide is a de-emphasis on the stock market. A lot of people, you know, when they start their retirement planning and they start to think about what they're going to do to save for that day when they no longer work, they rely heavily on the stock market. And the truth is that most of the money that you save for retirement is going to come from work. And that's going to be 85 to 90% of everything that you accumulate is going to come from the work that you do, not your returns in the stock market. So first of all, I try to get people's expectations set a little bit more grounded in reality, if you will, than to think they're going to make a killing in the markets. The second thing is to do things that are protective of your family. So they want to have appropriate amounts of insurance. They want to have a rainy day fund. I mean, it used to be that we set aside emergency funds for 3 months. But since 9/11, the disaster premium has really increased that to 6 months, if not a year, because things can happen in your local economy that affect that economy for a long period of time. Take 9/11, for instance, or a major earthquake. We haven't had one, you know, knock on wood, in California for a while.
Thank you.
But when those things happen, you got to be prepared. So if you can, you know, take a look at, you know, all the instances that you can imagine that where something can go wrong and sort of strategize against that for the protection of your wife and kids, I think that's probably a good place to start.
No, I do. You're talking about our responsible list. And I talk about that, you know, we're at the end of almost at the end of our year. And, you know, I always love to reflect on my life, what I've accomplished in the past year, what I need to do different or better or, you know, change in the new year. And these are perfect ideas, really, to just really kind of, you know, reflect on what you're doing as opposed to what's not organized, you know, and I always want to say, not that, you know, I know we're talking about the monetarial, but, you know, I've been to so many different health oriented things. And I always want to say, start with your health, make sure that you're an advocate for your own self. Then next is your family, your monetarial, making sure that there's enough money for a rainy day, that in case of an emergency, in case of a health problem, that you're able to stay in your home, you're able to, you know, take care of life for your whole family. And that's kind of what Donald's talking about, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's important to watch how you spend, watch your budget and your debt levels too, because, you know, you can get turned upside down pretty quick. A sprained ankle can drive somebody out of work for 6 months.
Yeah.
And if you've got a lot of debt, or, you know, you're in double-digit credit cards, or, you know, just not prepared, you can get yourself in trouble in a hurry. So we try to encourage our clients, and we try to encourage people, you know, interested in books like this, to just do the sensible thing. It's kind of like, let's go back a little bit to the things that grandma said, you know, save money, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And it turns out those things are pretty sensible.
Do you have all those sayings in your book?
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. I love it. Okay. My grandma was like amazingly smart. And I still listen to, you know, so many things in my mind of what she, you know, talked about. And there's a lot of sense back there. They were, you know, you talk about your grandparents.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I was raised by my grandparents.
Yeah. And I mean, there's just so many things that it's just, it's like, what do they call it? Brick and mortar. I mean, it's just, it's like self-taught. And now we're kind of in this 24/7 world, and I think people really want to get back to basics. And can you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break. But I'd love to just find out, you know, a little bit more about your book.
No, sounds great.
Great, thank you so much. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Let's give something away.
Yes, we have BG's Cafe, a favorite in downtown Oxnard, located at 428 South A Street. Call them at 805-487-0700 or win a gift certificate right here at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
You got it. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433. Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Pino's Palette Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And Chad?
Yeah, we have a fun event today and tomorrow. Nottingham Festival. Come step back in time with the Nottingham Festival this weekend, or today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
The three-time award-winning Nottingham Festival returns to Simi Valley for two weekends on Nottingham Green at Civic Center Park for food, fun, and frivolity.
There you go.
Frivolity.
Huh. Volity. What does volity mean?
Frivolity.
Frivolity. Ooh.
That's a fun word.
I like it, frivolity. Tom, what is frivolity?
I think frivolous as in fun, goofy, for no particular reason.
Oh, frivolity.
He pulled the root word out there. Did you see that? Good job.
That was good. But we've got tickets for that.
We do.
I would love to share them with
you. We have several pairs of tickets, don't we? So if you can go today or tomorrow, call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Give your name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back today.
There you go. And, of course, it's in Simi Valley. So definitely check it out. All right, we are talking with Donald Carpenter, and, of course, we are talking about the Family Man stock market, and it's the survival guide. And so we're going to find out a little bit more about his book. And I love that it sounds like this kind of – now, is this like come from your family of how you originated, or where did this come from?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And as a matter of fact, in one of the, I think the third chapter, I talk about my parents and grandparents. My parents started out, particularly on my mom's side, but also my dad, dirt poor. I mean, They were, I remember when my mom was a little girl, she told stories of living in a tent in Los Angeles during the Depression.
Wow.
And so, and they, you know, came up. They worked hard. They were those hard scrabble people that put this country together. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's an inspiration. So, yeah, I think a lot of those values I derived from both sets of grandparents and my parents as well.
Right. And now, Donald, okay, so what do you do exactly? Are you a stockman? Are you in the stock market?
Partly. We do wealth management, so we take a look at our clients' total overall financial picture, and we try to figure out where they have maybe some deficiencies in their planning.
Got it.
So, for instance, if somebody has an estate plan, and, you know, we get this all the time. Oh, yeah, I talked to my estate planning attorney. We have our book, our dusty little document right there on the shelf, and it was 10 years ago. So many things have changed. Their business has expanded. They have new property. They might have a grandchild or two more. Somebody might have gotten a divorce in the family. I mean, there's all kinds of, if they've gotten older. So things need to be changed and updated all the time. So we look for those kind of things and offer them the appropriate advice. Then on the asset management side, we'll recommend to them managers that have proven track records and just try to get them to a point where they're completely safe. I mean, there are so many different potentialities and potential problems, and we try to take that load off of the client and say, hey, let us worry about this for you, and you go and build your business. You go and build your dream. You go do your nonprofit community work, and we'll take care of the other side of it where you're protected, you're ironclad, and we do our best to try to, you know, keep them from losing their money.
I like that. Question. Now, in your book, what are we going to find? I know that you say that there's some basic steps that every family should take, and I know we kind of touched on them a little bit, but if you could give us like the top five you know, basic steps, that would be amazing.
Sure. One of the things that I strongly emphasize in the book is why people are working. So if you're a family man, that means you're working for your family, not your boss, not your company, not your friends, especially not the appearances that you've been maxing out your double digit credit cards to keep up. So you have to think about, you know, I'm here for the love of my family, to defend and protect. So if you start there, maybe that reorients you a little bit to take a little less risk, to do a little less fly by night. Then on the other side of that, you want to put together a rock solid strategy for protecting your family. So you'll want to make sure you have appropriate amounts of insurance. You want to make sure that you're properly diversified. You want to make sure that you have your rainy day fund, as we talked about before. If you want to hire someone to help you out with all those endeavors, you want to check their background. You want to look at their, you know, there's a website that run by FINRA, FINRA, and they have a section in there called Broker Check. You just click on that, and it tells you the entire record of the guys that you're and gals that you're working with. So, you know,
wait, what would that do? What do you mean that you're working with?
Well, like, say, let's, for instance, you decide you want to do some financial planning and you want to check the background of the person that you're working with. I've had people come to me and say, you know, wow, we thought this guy was really legitimate, but it turns out they've done some shady things. All that is on their record. So,
and it's called FINRA.
Yes, FINRA.org, and it's a government agency. You click on that, and I mean, every advisor out there that's listening to this right now is going to hate my guts for saying this.
But no, that's, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you deal with a contractor. You want to look at the contractor board and make sure that they don't have any complaints against them, that, you know, they haven't, you know, done some shady work or anything like that. You know, you go to a dentist, right? And you want to, I mean, that's doctors. I mean, you kind of, do you do your homework?
I do. It's more word of mouth for me, but now that we have this tool,
I know.
I think we just...
Uh-oh.
Right?
Yeah, but I think it's important to, you know, I teach, I've got four teenagers, you know, and I think your credit score really talks a lot about you. And I learned early on when I was developing my credit score is that I'd rather not eat than, you know what I mean, not pay my bills. And it's just one of my things. I'm like, you know, and I think I've taught my children that if you can't, you know, you can use credit cards, you can use checks. I mean, I know it's almost a thing of the past now, but, you know, but you can use all that and you can use, you know, use it like it's cash in the sense that, you know, that you are that you have the money, right?
Yep, that's absolutely right.
And if
right.
you don't have it, don't do it.
And it's a little credit scores are a little tricky because we like to encourage people to be debt free.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have any credit cards,
yeah.
your credit score goes through the
You're
floor.
You're screwed either way. So yeah, I get it.
So yes, doing exactly what you said is the prudent thing, and that is to use it like cash, pay off the balances monthly. Don't carry a balance, and then your credit score just starts to build and build and build.
Right.
But what you know, where people get in trouble is when they don't pay them off, or they get these, you know, teaser rates, and then it bounces into something double digit, and it really starts to destroy the cash flow.
There you go, Donald. Where do we find your book?
Well, that you can find it at my website, which is FamilyManSVMSG.
Okay.
.com.
Okay. Say that again. You were a little unclear.
Okay. Family Man. SMVSG.com.
Okay.
You can Google my name, Donald F. Carpenter Jr., and it pops right up. You can Google the first four letters of the first four names of the title, words in the title, Family Man Stock Market, and it'll pop right up. Both on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Google. It's everywhere.
Okay. Well, good job. Well, thank you so much for sharing some of your strengths and some of your thoughts in your book. I appreciate you being a guest here on The Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, I appreciate it very much. I can't
share
wait to go
our
to
show
the,
with everyone.
Nottingham and be frivolous.
There you go. I love it. All right. Thanks so much. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. Let's give some Rubicon tickets away. They've got the Return of the Forbidden Planet. We just had them on our show last week.
We did. They are a fun group.
Yeah.
But Forbidden Planet, which was loosely based on The Tempest, set on the spaceship sometime in the future, this show features a galaxy of 1950s and 60s rock and roll classics such as Wipeout, Good Vibration, Great Balls of Fire. You can win tickets right here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Standard pose as she presented herself. She had sultry eyes. She made it perfectly plain that she was his for a price. But he said, leave me alone. I'm a family man. As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back.
We're talking about reminding each other, which is a laugh.
I know.
We can barely remind ourselves.
I know. I'm like, why didn't you remind me? Well, you didn't remind me to remind you. So anyways, all right. Well, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you all that we are here till 8 o'clock. And, of course, we have another amazing show with more amazing guests. And our first guest of our next show is Mark Wald. And, of course, he's the Managing Director of Supporting Strategies. And then we're going to talk with Penny Pierce, and of course Leap of Perception is her book. So we hope that you stay all with us all the way through that. And of course right now we're going to bring on Lynn Duran. And Lynn, are you there? We're talking about her book, OMO.
I am. Hi, Kim.
How
Thank
are you?
Thank you for inviting me.
You are welcome. Thank you for being a part of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, gee, my life is revolves around the arts, totally into the arts, adventure, travel, and business. I was an entrepreneur for years.
When you were an entrepreneur, what did you do?
I was in the garment biz.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, exciting.
Okay.
I had my own company.
What kind of clothes?
I started in ladies' ski accessories, then went into tennis, and then into golf apparel.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And about 16 years ago, I decided it was time to do something else.
You know, isn't that the greatest thing that we can recreate ourselves?
It's the greatest.
I know. I was a hair therapist. I still am. Okay. I love it. It's my first passion. And then I started doing hair, radio, and I love this too. I'm like, how, you know? And then, you know, of course, with all the other things that I've done, it's just, I love that we can change our channels.
Well, it's exciting, and I've learned so much. You know, I've just learned so much out on the road the past 16 years.
Right, and now you are photography, right?
I do photography, printmaking. I love printmaking. I do lino cuts. Lino cuts are usually inspired by my photographs from Mexico, Day of the Dead. And I do ceramic sculpture, and I still sew. You know, being part of the garment industry, that never.
So did you? Oh, so did you sew all your stuff? You made it?
I didn't make all of it.
Okay, but
when I first started, I did. But you know, then I had a company.
Wow.
Design room and you know sewing. You know, contracted out all the sewing, and about in 2000, you know, everything was going offshore, and I had been all domestic, and I went, you know, it's time to make a change.
Wow.
So I was fortunate enough, I had been successful in the garment business, that I could make that change and have a new life.
Wow. I love it. Are you married?
Not now.
Okay. You definitely have a new life, right?
She made changes.
Yeah, things change.
Well, that's what I was saying, reflecting. Don't worry, honey, as I'm saying that. But, you know, you look back on your year, you know. I always do that. It's funny. My friends are like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm just reflecting on my year. And this was a really rough year for me in so many ways. When I was, like, thinking of all the brighter side, because that's really where my brain goes. And then I started thinking, like, oh, my God, I had some really challenging, you know, things in this year. And how? You know, those are things that you can't, life throws at you,
it
you know?
It does.
Yeah.
You know, it's that old John Lennon song that life is what happens when you're busy making other plans.
Ooh, yeah.
You just have to kind of go, okay, this is life. This is what happens. And you just try to figure out the best way to get through it.
Yep. And it sounds like you did that.
Well, I'm pretty excited.
Or you're doing that.
This last year of the book has been just huge. A lot more work than I ever anticipated. But with my background, I have an art degree.
Mm-hmm.
I was in business, so I'm an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And I, because of that history, I was able to put this together in a very professional way.
So we're, of course, my listeners, we're all going, okay, wait, what did she put together? Of course, we're talking about OMO. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
OMO.
The book is titled OMO.
Okay. What does that mean?
It's the tribes of the OMO Valley.
Okay.
In Ethiopia, in southern Ethiopia.
Okay.
And the OMO River runs north to south through Ethiopia and goes down into Kenya, which is the northern border of Kenya is the southern border of Ethiopia. And about 3 years ago, you know, when you start getting out there doing adventure travel, like anything, you start networking with people. And my goal has been to experience, to see the most indigenous cultures still left on Earth. And they're disappearing quickly. So 3 years ago, I looked for 3 years to find the trip that would get me into the Omo where I wanted to go. I didn't want to, you know, tourist drive-by of a village. I wanted to be immersed in it. And found a wonderful guide to get me in there. And we camped on the riverbank with the tribes for 3 weeks. So I had a full immersion with them. And it was the most beautiful experience. It's rough, you know. It's not easy.
Yeah. So you actually kind of came into their world.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how is their world different than our world?
Oh, night and day.
Really?
Night and day. I still reflect on, I'm sitting here in my very comfortable house, and they're living exactly like they've lived for decades, centuries. You know, it's just, they have no, in their villages, there's no school, there's no medical, there's no running water, there are no bathroom facilities, there are no stores.
Let me ask you a question. What is their disposition like without any of that?
You know, they are very happy.
Are they?
They were, oh, yeah. I have photos of these kids with just pure joy on their faces.
Wow.
Pure joy. I mean, they don't have a laptop or a, you know, iPad or they decorate themselves a lot.
Wow.
And that's their creativity comes out in their body decoration.
Hmm.
And it's marvelous. It's absolutely their creative spirit is intense.
That's interesting because so many people and so many things, don't you agree, Chad, is that we are so materialistic, and when we get out to the middle of nowhere, it's something
absolutely.
That you have to
we
pull from
so
within ourselves.
Our
to
cell
find
phones
our,
are the perfect example. I mean, we're all afraid to not be with our cell phone, and then when you finally, like, for whatever reason, there's no reception, you're like, it takes you a while.
You said that on your last trip, right?
Yeah, it took me about 24 hours to actually not have anxiety about
it. Well, it's funny because my son, 22 years, I know, my son, who's 22, he said, I'm off my internet, my Facebook for, like, he's been off for 2 weeks already. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, Mom, it's like so refreshing, you know? You don't realize.
Yeah.
I do it for business.
I know.
You know, and also I see what's going on in the world and connecting. And
but I'm curious, when people do that and get off social media, do they then go out and be social? Because I feel like if you get off social media, you need to go out and experience the world. I get, because you don't have to look at it. If you don't like it, don't look at it, or remove those people that you feel negative about, because my Facebook is very positive for me.
So is mine, exactly.
Yeah,
we have
my personal.
Thing. Yeah.
So it's all about, if they don't make me feel good, then why do I have them on there? So I don't need an escape from it. And
well,
for me.
Yeah, and I get that. But what he just said is he just wanted some downtime.
Okay.
You know, some downtime. So I don't know. I mean, you know, and I think that that's actually.
I've heard people say that.
A lot of people have said that, especially, you know, through the elections and all that. They're like, you know, I'm going to remove myself for a couple weeks, you know?
Oh, see, I've removed people when it's too negative.
Yeah.
When it's just like, I don't understand this. Like, it's almost, for lack of a better word, it's the ignorance is talking. And I'm like, okay, wow. I didn't know that about you. And that's, I don't want to associate myself with that. So I just remove
Isn't
them.
Isn't that interesting?
It's very easy to remove people.
I know. This is stink.
It's very easy.
Delete, right? Yeah.
Makes me happy.
Yeah. Well, and I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now, starting your day in a positive way. We hope that you are. And we're so glad that you are here. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking with Lynn Duran. We're talking about her book, Omo. And we're talking about really, you know, a trip that you went on, and it's something that you've shared. And of course, you've got all these amazing images and this beautiful book. Tell us what we're going to find in it.
Well, the book, there are seven different tribes, and each tribe is, I've separated them so that you can understand that this is what makes up this tribe, and the next tribe, this is what their characteristics are, and to kind of let people stop and take in without just flipping through page after page after page, to give them something to reflect on. And within the Surma tribe, one day we trekked up the mountain for 2 hours. We heard there would be a wedding ceremony at the top of the mountain. And it had been pouring rain for days. Water had been running through my tent. And, you know, we're slipping and sliding up this mountain, and we finally get to the top of the mountain. And the chief comes out, and he said, well, not in English, but to our guide, he said, no, no way, you're not coming in. You know, our hearts sank. We're like, oh, dear, you know. And so a little more negotiating went on, and I'm sure some money changed hands. And we were in. But you went in with the utmost respect. You didn't pull out a camera. You stayed to the sidelines, and you respected their tradition because, I mean, we were guests at this wedding celebration.
Wow, you're in their inner circle.
We were.
That's
we really
pretty amazing.
Were.
Wow. And do they do anything different than ours?
Oh, oh my.
Yeah. Seriously, yeah. I love that. You know, on that note, Lynn, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, will you stay with us?
Yes.
Okay. I'm excited to see what they, you know, it's more of a tradition, I believe. That's what we're going to hear as opposed to our fun party. And I'm interested in hearing it. What can we give away?
You know, we have Jason Love at Friends at Movie Co. tonight at 7:30 in Thousand Oaks. It's a live stand-up comedy. You can win tickets right here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. And that's a great one. They're really good. Anyways, stay with us. Call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Thanks to all of our great sponsors. We are excited to announce Michael Blazer of Stearns Lending is here to help you as you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home. Experience matters. Call Michael Blazer at 805-367-3117 or visit his website at 64508.stearnshomeloans.com/mblazer. Dorothea Healing. Doris helps people transform their lives into fuller, richer, and a more meaningful experience. She offers personal one-on-one healing and workshops to find out what is blocking you. She is also offering a workshop for our loving animals. Call Doris at 805-807-3097.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. We are almost at the end of our show.
That went by quick.
It didn't it?
It did.
I know.
And my coffee still hasn't kicked in.
I know. I'm telling you. I know. I have my coffee. I have that one cup of coffee in the morning. And
I think I needed four shots of espresso today.
That's how I was this last week. I think it's like,
I know.
You know? I know. And in the next couple of weeks,
it's going to get worse.
I know.
The stress we put ourselves under.
I'm trying to, you know, now that I have three grandchildren, I'm trying to get their gifts and all that stuff. trying to be a little more organized, and I could just feel it. It's like the rumbling behind
See,
me.
See, that's
you know?
Why I. That's why we leave.
I know.
I leave for the holidays.
I get it.
It is less stressful.
That's
all of your kids are grown. Let them take
my
care of themselves.
My kids are coming in. You know
Let
what,
Let them take care of themselves.
We're not going to do. You just wait, okay?
No, let them take care of themselves. I'll be like, meet me somewhere. We're going to have a party. In,
that's a great idea.
You know, a foreign country or Canada or, you know, United, anywhere. And we're just, that's our celebration.
There you
Being
go.
Together.
I love it. I love it. I'm incorporating that next year.
I'm
this was
you,
a weird year for me, but
it,
you
it
know,
was a, yeah.
next year,
probably
I'm
being
all
the family together this year is good for you.
It's probably going to be really good.
Yes.
All sad, but good. But anyways, yes. yeah. Anyways, I do want to remind everybody that we are the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Lynn Duran. We're talking about her book, Omo, but we're talking about her journey and you know, her trip and sharing it in her book. And so how was the wedding differently? We've got a couple minutes left.
Well, okay, there automatic weapons are walking by.
Wow.
Automatic weapons are everywhere in the Omo. The women have lip plates. Some of the women, the lip plates are in, some were out. There was dancing, chanting, drumming. The bride, beautiful, beautiful young girl, draped in animal skins, with the older women of the tribe just attending to her. You know, we stayed at the sidelines, and all of a sudden, they grabbed me, took me in. So, took the bandana that was around my neck, put it like a do-rag around my
head. Were you scared?
No, I wasn't scared at all.
Okay, good. Okay.
No, they were not intimidating. They accepted us.
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
There were only six of us, you know, it's not
like right. Lynn, we are down to our last minutes here. Where do we find your book?
LynnDuran.com.
Okay. And thank you so much for your journey. And thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
You know what? Whatever we're doing in life, we can change it. And
yes,
we can, you know, change
it's
our
exciting.
Scenery, change our life. So I love that. Thank you. And please share our show with everyone.
I will.
You got it. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We are done with our first hour. We have a whole nother hour. I hope that you'll stay with us. And of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Take the moment and make it perfect. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone.